a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here on the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us on the program. Open lines this evening, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9414, or 9443. What's in my mind? A mind is a terrible thing to waste, and I'm the poster child. Be looking for my picture everywhere. Just going through kind of the news here a little bit. Bush says Iranian missiles could strike the U.S. I guess this is the reason why we're attacking. This is the reason why we have to go in now. Mohammed Alberde, who's the head of the IAEA, the people who do the inspections for the U.N. for, you know, atomic energy projects, say that Iran at a minimum is 3 to 8 years away from making possibly a nuclear weapon. And, of course, we must attack now because missiles could strike us by 2015. So you want to do it early, is Bush's mind. That's what we want to root out to terrorists right now. They're everywhere. You know they are. They might be sleeping next to you tonight. You know, guys, your wife could be a sleeper cell. You know this. Does she spend a lot of time with shampoos and hygiene products? What do you know? Do you know that maybe she's in the bathroom mixing these up to make some type of crazy bomb? You don't know this. You should check early and often. What are you doing in there? Oh, I'm just curling my hair. What's with all these hygiene products? Need them. Yeah. If Iran chooses to do so and the international community does not take steps to prevent it, it is possible Iran could have this capability, Bush said, and we need to take it seriously right now. Yeah, okay. Bush's latest warning about Iran's nuclear ambitions came in a broad defense of his security policies at the National Defense University. He said intelligence estimates, which have been wrong on every turn. He said intelligence estimates show that Iran could have the capability to strike the United States and many European allies by 2015. The need for missile defense in Europe is real, and I believe it is urgent. Bush said, fine, let the Europeans take care of it. If they need the missile defense, let them pay for it. You little monkey. I mean, my gosh. Oh, well, let's spend some more money on missile defense in Europe. Let's piss the Ruskies off. That's a great thing. And that's exactly what he's done. And now he's having to back up and say, well, our missile defense shield in Eastern Europe, we're backing off on that now. Just a little bit to keep it rolling, just to soothe the Rusky concerns. He's back in a minute with more. This Glenn Beck clip coming up in a bit. Plus, Giuliani hiring child predators. Back with more in just a minute. This is good. Actually, it's pretty darn sick, but we'll talk about it in a minute.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider, America's favorite presidential candidate, it's at least according to the mainstream media, Rudy Putin Giuliani. This morning on ABC's Good Morning America, Brian Ross did a report on a priest who is working for Rudy Putin, cross-dressing Giuliani, and has been accused of molesting teenage boys. Well, that's a marriage made in heaven right there, cross-dresser and a potential pedophile. Here's the report from ABC News from Good Morning America, Ms. Diane Sawyer.
His colleagues. Well, there is another one that has now arisen because of a defense of a longtime friend, and Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross is here with that. Brian?
Good morning, Diane. For Rudy Giuliani, it is apparently a case of loyalty to a close friend. But the friend is a priest accused of sexually abusing teenage boys and currently banned from performing his priestly duties by the church. And now some of the priest accusers want to know why Giuliani is defending and protecting him.
When he went to Rome this year, Giuliani was accompanied by his wife Judith and his longtime friend and priest, Monsignor Alan Plaka.
Alan Plaka has been a friend of mine for 39 years. I know him really well.
Plaka was a college classmate and best man at Giuliani's first wedding, the priest at Giuliani's second wedding to Donna Hanover. And now, Plaka works for Giuliani at his consulting firm, Giuliani Partners. That has outraged some of Monsignor Plaka's former students and victims' rights groups, who say the priest is a child molester who should not be protected by a man running for president.
Anything that gives Monsignor Alan Plaka any credibility or access to kids is very risky and dangerous, and we think that Giuliani, especially as a former prosecutor, should realize this.
I'm Father Alan Plaka, a priest of the Diocese of Rockville Center in New York.
Monsignor Plaka was told by the church to stop performing his priestly duties in 2002 as two former students and an altar boy came forward with their allegations.
Alan Plaka molested me in January of 1975, and that's when it started.
Richard Tolder, now a mortgage broker in Albany, New York, was a student at a boys' Catholic high school where Plaka taught. Appearing publicly for the first time, Tolder says the abuse started when he and Plaka were making posters for a Right to Life march.
As he started to explain how these posters should be done, I realized that something's rubbing my body, and I didn't know what it was, when after a minute or two I realized that he's feeling me.
Tolder and the others testified before a grand jury in Suffolk County, New York, which concluded that Priest F, who Tolder says is Plaka, had sexually molested three teenage boys again and again and again. The report also accused Priest F of being instrumental in developing a church policy that used deception and intimidation to essentially keep the church scandal quiet.
He was more concerned with protecting the priests, protecting the reputation of the diocese, and protecting the church coffers than he was protecting the children.
No criminal charges were brought against Plaka because of the statute of limitations, and he denied the allegations. It was just months later that Giuliani put Plaka on the payroll of Giuliani Partners, where Plaka now works. Giuliani defended Plaka last week on the campaign trail after protesters in St. Louis and Milwaukee confronted him.
Hasn't been accused of anything, hasn't been convicted of anything. We give some of the worst people in our society presumption of innocence and benefit of the doubt. And this is more than that. I mean, I know the man. I know who he is. So I support him.
This man did unjust things, and he's being protected and employed and taken care of. It's not a good thing.
Monsignor Plaka would not speak with us for this story, but a Giuliani spokeswoman did arrange for four other students from the same school, although from a different class, to vouch for Father Plaka. They said they had not been molested and that they had never heard of allegations like this when they were at the school, Diane.
Mm-hmm. Of course not. No, we must keep it quiet. So we have the cross-dressing presidential candidate and the potential pedophile priest working together. Oh, Rudy, let me kiss the babies.
God.
I mean, it just can't get any sicker, folks. I mean, this is just sad. These are the type of people that they want to tout as the best we have to offer in this country. And they're the absolute worst. These are the psychopaths and the sociopaths that will lie to you. To them, life is a campaign to get what they want, regardless of what they have to say or do. It doesn't matter squat to them what it takes. And it is, and it's sad. I mean, it's so sad that you deal with, we have to deal with this crap. And listen to these people and have them put in front of us. It's an insult to the American people. But yet they're touted right in front of us. Oh, this is the best America has to offer, the 9/11 mayor, Mr. Rudy Giuliani. But it shows you the level of people that we're dealing with. We're dealing with scum and skanks. I'm sorry. We're dealing with the skanks. And to think that people will sit around and actually defend him. I mean, Sean Hannity is absolutely nuts about Rudy Giuliani. Thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And on his program every day, talking about Rudy Giuliani. How we need Rudy put Giuliani in office. Oh my gosh, he's great. He's the mayor of 9/11. America's mayor. Ooh. He's not my mayor. Absolutely maddening. I mean, what else do you say about these people? Look, if you're listening for the first time, why are you calling Rudy Giuliani a psychopath and a sociopath? Let's look at the character and the behaviors of people at the top. People like George W. Bush, people like Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani was in Tower 7, World Trade Center 7 on the morning of 9/11. He knew Towers 1 and 2 were going to come down. That's why they were told to get out. Did he alert the firefighters? No. How many of those firefighters died and didn't have to die because of Rudy's inaction? Rudy's probably benefited more off of 9/11 than any one person. To the tune of over $100 million. Look, we've got first responders there that are dying of horrible lung ailments. Well, they've got glass coming out of their bodies and asbestos coming out of their bodies and fibers and all kinds of junk, plus the stuff that they've inhaled into their system from the dust as they were down there digging through the rubble hunting for survivals, and then the preceding cleanup. These guys are sick. Guys like Vito Valenti need a double lung transplant. If he can't get it, he's going to die. The guys like Giuliani trot around, prancing themselves all over the stage, like they're the best thing for America. And they're the worst. I mean, they're a little the worst. They have no character. They have no integrity. They have no honesty. Because, again, life is a big campaign. How far can I get spreading this BS? Let's just try it, shall we not? And they just keep trotting these people out. And this is why we have to continue to get in their face and shout from the rooftops the type of people they are and educate the American people to the pond scum and the skanks that we deal with on a daily basis and who they are, what they are, and what their plan for us is. Because their aim is to eventually kill us all off. Oh, I know, it's a downer. At least 80% of us, 20% of us get to stay. That's a comforting feeling, is it not? 2 in 10 of you get to stay. You guys draw lots. But, I mean, I wouldn't let Rudy Giuliani around one of my kids, let alone this potentially pedophile priest. Gets up because the statute of limitations runs. Jeez. But, hey, you're known by the company you keep. You know, you lay down with dogs, you're going to get up with some fleas. That's exactly how it is. And this is America's best. Him and guys like Fred Thompson, Mr. I'm a religious big-time Mormon, Mitt Romney, on the board of Marriott, and he makes money off of Marriott, and, well, Marriott makes money off of renting porn movies in their room. But he doesn't say anything about it. He's fine with it. He's just one of the guys there in the boardroom. And probably one of the guys that actually previews all of it. I mean, these people are sick puppies. They are indeed. And Giuliani tops the list. I mean, him and Thompson and Romney and McCain, I mean, they're scum. Scum and skanks. Back in a minute, 800-313-9443 is the number if you want to join us. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
That's 800-313-9443. Glad you're with us here on the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. It's Tuesday night, the 23rd of October, 2007. So glad you're with us. Chat rooms are open both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. So you'll feel more than free to jump in either one. And both are busy, as always. And, wow, you know, it's amazing how the number of chatters picks up as the program goes along. We got 39 people chatting. We started, like, with 34, 35 at the beginning of the program. And so, you know, it always just kind of just increases as the night wears on. And I'm grateful for your appearance in the chat room. It makes doing this, makes it easier because you've got instant feedback and interaction with everybody, and I like it a lot. Plus, I want to hear from you on the phone, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. More about this torture that's been going on in a place like Guantanamo Bay regarding people that some of these people that have been labeling as terrorists have had nothing more to do with terrorism than just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. They were giving some of these Afghani warlords like $25,000 a head. And if they had a beef with Abdul, well, Abdul's son, or Abdul himself, wouldn't end up on his way to Guantanamo Bay. More than 100,000 pages of newly released government documents to demonstrate how U.S. military interrogators abused, tortured, or killed folks. Scores of prisoners rounded up since September 11, 2001, including some who were not even expected of having terrorist ties, according to a just-published book. An administration of torture, two ACLU attorneys detail the findings of a years-long investigation and court battle with the administration that resulted in the release of massive amounts of data on prisoner treatment and the deaths of U.S.-held prisoners. The documents show unambiguously that the administration has adopted some of the methods of the most tyrannical regimes. This writes Jamil Jaffer and Amrit Singh. Documents from Guantanamo describe prisoners shackled in excruciating stress positions, held in freezing cold cells, forcibly stripped, hooded, terrorized with military dogs, and deprived of human contact for months. Most of the documents on which administration of torture is based were obtained as a result of ongoing legal fights over a Freedom of Information Act request filed in October 2003 by the ACLU and other human rights and anti-war groups. The documents show that prisoner abuse, like that found at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, was hardly the isolated incident that the Bush administration or U.S. military claimed it was. By the time the prisoner abuse story broke in mid-2004, the Army knew of at least 62 other allegations of abuse at different prisons in Iraq and Afghanistan, the authors report. Drawing almost exclusively from the documents, the authors say there is a stark contrast between the public statements of President Bush and then Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and the policies those and others in the administration were advocating behind the scenes. President Bush gave marching orders to General Michael Dunleavy, who asked the Pentagon to approve harsher interrogation methods at Guantanamo, the general claims and documents reported in the book. So, W, lacking that torture. And look, and we've seen this. I mean, how do you know that George W. Bush is lying? His mouth is moving, and he's laughing. That's the telltale sign that the man's lying. Every time he lies, he laughs. It's a little nervous tick he has, but it gives him away. And, you know, here we are. I mean, we've sold any integrity and honor that we've had as a country of taking decent care of our prisoners. It's all gone.
Well, let's see what we can do to you. You like electricity? How about some waterboarding?
This is why I say these people are scum. They're skanky people. You wouldn't want to be around these people. Oh, sure, they're charming in public, and they make you think that they're so wonderful. They're loving Christian men and women. They're psychopaths, pedophiles. You know, we prove this over and over. I mean, just it's one thing after the next. One story after another that proves the type of people these are. Folks, it's time we get them gone. Because they're not interested in you. They're not interested in me. They're only interested in, again, their agenda being brought forth. The ends justify the means. They don't care. And there's no reason to torture. Torture's never provided reliable information. It's done because they like it. They want to be like the Stasi and the KGB and the SS. I mean, I'm waiting for Bush to come out goose-stepping one day for a press conference. It's coming. It's around the corner. He'll just show up one day in his little uniform. Bottom of the hour here. Time for a break. Back in a minute. The number 800-313-9443 if you want to join us right here on the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Rider. All right, we're to the point of the broadcast. This Glenn Beck clip. 9/11 truthers are anarchists. They're crazy. They're nuts. They're whacked. The type of group Timothy McVeigh would come from. Oh, so we're special ops. We're CIA. We're FBI. Oh. Well, thank you there, Glenn. Because obviously, Glenn, you don't know what you're talking about. But we're going to give you some time anyway. I don't even know why I'm going to even bother, other than just to demonstrate the absolute absurdity. And, you know, he brings on his little experts to talk about how crazy 9/11 truth people are.
Oh.
I mean, here's a guy that's barely functional. He's a recovering alcoholic. And I've tried, you know, again, I'm at the point now where the rules, the gloves come off. The rules, there are no rules. So you want to fight dirty? Let's fight dirty, you sleazebag. Here's Glenn Beck on his own little low-rated program on CNN Headline News.
Comedians are used to getting heckled, but, you know, that usually happens at a comedy club where the audience has already exceeded their two-drink minimum. So when a comedian hosts his own big-time TV show and hears something coming from the audience other than applause, it can catch him a little off guard. That's what happened last Friday night during a taping of HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. It seems that some 9/11 truthers, as they like to call themselves, those who feel that September 11th attacks were orchestrated by the U.S. government, were in the audience, and they started shouting things. Eventually, Maher had enough.
See, this is the problem sometimes with government. Hey, do we have some security in this building? Or do I have to come over and pick this guy down out of here? Could you put the Ouch! Jesus. This isn't the Iowa caucus. Okay? It's not a debate. It's a debate between us. You're in the audience. Audience comes from the Latin to listen.
Brace yourself, America. I agree with Bill Maher on this one. Anybody who thinks that 9/11 was carried out by the government isn't a truther. They're idiots. Can you actually imagine that our government was capable of successfully pulling off 9/11 and then keeping it off of the front page of the New York Times?
Well, they probably did there. Glenn, evidence suggests that they had a, well, at least they allowed it to happen at the very least. And, well, you know, you don't, of course, want to listen to any evidence because you're convinced that the same government who lied about weapons of mass destruction, who lied about yellow cake being sold to Iraq from Niger, who lied about Iraq's involvement in 9/11 to start a war that they began planning on the day President Bush took office, and are now responsible for the deaths of up to at least 1 million Iraqis. Lord knows how many of our own guys are dead. They keep the numbers low to like around 4,000. Those are the guys that just die in country. What they do is they get these guys stable and get them on a helicopter and get them out of here. And there's no telling how many guys are dead and how many wives have gotten visits. Oh, well, they'll lie about that, but certainly they wouldn't lie about or do something like this. How could they? What's the difference, Glenn?
And you feel my rage. It's not a question. killed my brothers, they lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree. Lost a lot, our pain was heavy. We sacrificed for God and country. Still held the ground that was in front of me. This was the price to pay for liberty. Still you hear me say, I'd rather die than be your slave. While man has stayed the same, tribal families rule not over me. I will not let them break my liberty.
Would infiltrate a talk show like Bill Maher's show.
I guess we for some reason got disconnected. Sorry, we're down there for a couple of minutes. Weird. You know, this has been happening more and more here of late. It's kind of funky. So I guess we were gone for a couple of minutes, but we're back and glad you're with us. We're talking about this Glenn Beck jerk. And all this crap that they've got going on. You know, 9/11 truthers, they're idiots. And, well, it's a free society. Yeah. That's why you're being watched everywhere you go. That's why there's cameras everywhere. That's where your phone calls. We're such a free society. All your phone calls are being listened to. Your emails are being read. Oh, wow. That's all I can stand of that. My God. Cynical in Wisconsin, welcome to the program. You're on, sir.
You know, Mike, this is the fourth time where I went to call in, and while I was waiting, you totally changed my whole mindset. You know, you were talking about Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib.
Right.
That's really nothing. It's nothing for when we come up to people when we're out downrange and throw them in zip ties. Or, I'm sorry, restraints, and abuse them. Sadly to say, I've been guilty of that, throwing them in zip ties, and as they're talking the language I don't understand, us butt stroking them and kicking them.
Right.
And, you know, that's something I'm going to make amends for. And that's not even what I called in about. But, yeah, you know, Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib, that's just something that got leaked.
Yeah.
That's nothing. It's really nothing, you know. And I didn't call to talk about Glenn Beck because, let me tell you something, he's a punk anyway. So, you know, but, yeah, Mike, with the abuse and unrighteous behavior that happens down there. You know, we're lucky when we hear something about Guantanamo,
yeah.
Because it's the day-to-day things that's in the middle of the desert waiting on MPs to come pick up these guys that we happen to snap But
well, I mean, hey, you know, when you guys serving 3, 4, 5 tours over there, they have no choice but to snap.
Well, you know, you end up snapping during your first tour, you know, about the 7-month point when you find out your girlfriend or your wife can't take it anymore and doesn't come back after she goes to the club on Friday night, you know, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And but then you still also got to think about getting killed the next day as well.
Right.
So, you know, but really what I called in for, Mike, was to reiterate to, you know, there may be some newcomers or there may be some, you know, because I'm pretty new to the quote-unquote movement, if you will.
Right.
And to remind these people that this isn't a joke. This isn't a joke. I did 6 of them in the United States Army, and I was a damn good soldier. And anything they threw at me, I went ahead and, you know, opt out for just because, you know, it helps you get rank and whatnot. And unfortunately, the parallels that got put together that I found out, whoa, okay, that's what this was about. And then some of it was right out in the open. Hey, we're doing this for, you know, to practice for civil unrest in the United States. And I'm thinking, hold on, we're in the desert. Why are we practicing in the forest? You know, this doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've got pictures. I've got documents that, you know, are showing us in the middle of nowhere. I don't understand why we have foreign troops in our forests in the United States. And I don't understand why we practice in the woods. And, you know, but really what I called in is to remind people this isn't a joke.
No, it's not.
Myself, me here, John Preston, a.k.a. Cynical One, has practiced, and I was very well at it, along with the rest of my battle buddies, on putting Americans into camps and not caring if you're crying because you just want to get diapers for your kids,
right,
or you're wondering what's going on. And it seems like this thing, I mean, it's beautiful. I'm sitting here in the chat room, and I see all these people, and I'm thinking that's great, but on the other hand, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, yo, this is not a fad. This is not a joke. Say what you want on the computer. Do your InfoWar. But, you know, bullets are going to be coming downrange. And if you don't get yourself in the right mindset, now don't get me wrong, so all the feds that are listening, I'm not saying to fight, but what I'm saying is this is not something to just do. This is not L.A. gears with lights on them, and this is not, you know, this is not guess blue jeans.
Right.
You know, this is not a joke.
And no, it's life and death.
Exactly. And, you know, yeah. and you see a lot coming into, you know, and that's one thing that bothers me when people say, oh, you're a truther. No, I'm not a truther. I'm a patriot. You know,
right. Exactly.
I'm not taking that label because, for one, I'm not following the rules that fall under that label. And for second, yeah, I'm not that guy, but, you know, you need to watch what you say, and if you don't want to watch what you say, that's great. You know, stand up for what you believe in, but make sure that you really believe in it, because the feds aren't going to come to your door, and when you say, oh, I was just joking, I didn't know, they're not trying to hear that.
Exactly.
They're not trying to hear that.
Well said. I appreciate the call.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Thanks. You have a good night. CH in Alabama, welcome to the program.
Mike, I'd like to first thank the previous caller for his service for our country.
Indeed.
And I pretty much agree with everything he said. But the reason I'm calling specifically tonight is perhaps if you could, before the end of the show or perhaps tomorrow night, I failed to get those two pledge websites for the Ron Paul, the million people for $100 and the other one you were mentioning. And just to tell you, speak with you briefly about your show and how much everyone out here enjoys it. And yeah, you could take George Norrie coast to coast. You could shred him because you're real. You're a real guy with a real wife. And by the way, there's not many radio show hosts who would let their wife chime in from time to time. I really respect you for that.
It's either a great thing or it's sheer madness, one of the two, C.H.
Well, if she's anything like my wife, who I caught this last night, she's also a little fluffy, She's a fantastic helpmeet and a great friend, and you guys just sound like great folks. And that's why your show is successful. You have the right mixture of humor, news, and perspective, and I just want you to know that you're not going unappreciated and unlistened to out here.
I appreciate that greatly. I really do.
Well, it comes from the heart, and perhaps one day in the next life, if not this, we could sit around the kitchen table and drink some lemonade and get to know each other.
Heck of a deal.
I really appreciate your show. Keep up the good work, man, and we're always listening.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You have a good night. We're going to talk with John in New York on the other side. He's got videos of the day. Heck of an idea. I like that idea. So hang on, John. We're coming to you in the last segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Final segment for tonight's broadcast here on the Midnight Rider. Let's go back to the phone and John in New York. Okay, John, you've got videos for us. Video of the day. We might even have to come up with some theme music for this.
Well, I don't know if we'll see how it goes. The thing, everybody get their pencils ready, and I'll hold them till a little bit of last of this. But you were talking about those forest fires and parks on fire. You know,
right.
I don't know why you worry about that, because we don't own those parks anymore.
Oh, that's right. It's the UN.
Yeah. Let them buy their own damn water. You know, they talk about in history about the different ages of America and the world has gone through, you know, like the Bronze Age, the Industrial Age, and our Internet Age. And I think the icing on the cake here for this new age was when the Bob Barker show started, and that gringo was giving away everything free, and the rest of the country followed suit.
Right.
And I think we're in the fire sale burn age right now. And then shortly paralleling that is the prison age, and then the slave age, and then the war age, and then the hang and plant stage, where we hang them and plant them, and then we get the party stage at the end.
Yeah, very
so,
good, yeah.
Anyhow, these videos, either some of them will be those you can rent that are current videos, or they can be the YouTube videos I'll be talking about, or they'll be something that you may have to download, and if you have to download it, you have to go to high speed, or you have to go to your library and watch them. The first one that I liked, and it's a good entertainment film, I try not to watch it for trying to keep out of my mind the New World Order messages that are in a lot of these movies.
Right.
But in that movie called The Transformers, there is a cop car chasing this young man around, and he gets cornered, and I had to back up the film a little bit. And it says in the quarter panel of this cop car, you couldn't see through the no CM windows, and it said to, this is their logo, instead of to serve and protect, it said to punish and to enslave. And it was scrawled on the back quarter panels in script, so it was kind of hard to see. So I thought that was pretty funny. So somebody in the movie industry was trying to put a little note there.
Sure.
That was interesting. The other movie, now this I watched on the Internet. It's called Hunted Like Animals, and it's about the people... The youngsters that are from the family that supported the Vietnam War, I think it was a tribal people in Vietnam and Laos area, and they were the Hmong people,
the indigenous people.
And you know, when one of these, they handed them a bunch of cameras and let them go with the people in the woods, and they're being hunted down left and right, and they have to. It's just a terrible thing. But the thing to watch of that is put yourself in their place. And you're the patriot now. And look at how they're surviving and how they're getting along. And what's happening to them could happen to us. So you might want to draw some parallels there. The other thing is Battle Plan. I think it's I can't remember who produced it, but it's about guerrilla warfare throughout the ages and the different stages of it. And that's kind of interesting for information. And the last one is called Al Jazeera's Witness Special Coconut War Angar. And I'll spell it A-L. Space JAZEERA, then witness WINTESS, Special Coconut War. And what this is about a tribe of people that pushed off their island not too far from Australia, and they've done everything with coconuts to survive. They made their gasoline. It's a really eye-opening. They made their diesel stuff. And they're making their own weapons from the leftover, because they had a giant quarry there that they chased off the police, and then they chased off the different armies. And they're fighting.
Very cool.
They started out with bows and arrows, and now they have a few weapons.
Very cool. Very cool.
And the last
Real quickly, we got about 10 seconds.
The last one is tactical shotguns for self-defense.
Tactical shotguns for self-defense.
Yes, or shotgun, right. Thank you much.
Shotgun. Hey, I appreciate it, John. Good report there. So, tactical shotgun for self-defense. Folks, we're out of here. Everybody have a great night. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. God bless everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night. With